Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. I'm Hampton, joined by Corey. We're going to spend a couple of days talking about underrated leadership skills. These are things that may not get talked about a lot, that you may not be thinking about a lot. And I think you're going to have some fun and really be able to do some self-evaluation as we go through some of these and hopefully grow. That's the goal of this thing. So today we're talking about anticipation.
So I think as a leader, again, these are under the radar, underrated skills, right? They may not be the ones that you see written about in blogs or talked about on podcasts often. But when I think about a skill that great leaders have is that they have the ability to anticipate. And so they have the ability to look at the dynamics that are around them. So take in all the information about what's going on. This could be inside the organization, outside the organization. This could be at micro levels or macro levels. Things that could impact the direction of the team or the leader or the organization, but they're able to take all of that in and they're able to anticipate what's coming next. And whenever you're able to anticipate what's coming next, you can start to put together plans, right? You can start to put together action plans to either pivot or evolve whatever it is that you're doing to be able to be successful in the new environment that's being created, or you may decide just to keep doing what you're doing. And so I think about us at WildSpark and trying to run our business at WildSpark, our ability to anticipate, like in our space as an example, our ability to anticipate what does the landscape of leader development look like in the future? How do companies want to develop leaders and do people development? What are the new things that are being developed weekly or monthly that would impact how people think about people development? And so we're anticipating that so that we could then build a product or build a service or build a way for us to come alongside and partner with people that we serve to help them solve the problems that they're trying to solve. And what I have learned through years of business is that the problems that you're solving today will not be the problems that you're solving next week or next month or in the future. There will be new problems. And so your ability to anticipate what those problems may be will set you up to be successful as an individual leader of yourself as a leader, but also your team, regardless of the size or responsibility that you have. And so start trying to practice building those skills. And I would just say the go and do would be this, is start by doing discovery and being curious about what's going on in the landscape that you lead in. And again, that could be internal, external. It could be in the marketplace. It could be macro level things happening around you that impact how you lead and the strategy that you would come up with. And so the place to start is gather the information and then practice trying to anticipate and think about what that could mean for you and your team in the future. And as you invite your team into that conversation, there will be solutions that surface that will be decisions that you make to move forward on. And so practice doing that and you will be a better leader. And so that's one of the most underrated or under the radar skills out there is the ability to anticipate. So go out there, build that skill of anticipation.